From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A mixture of sadness and condemnation as the world reacts to the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Current President Raul Castro announced his brother's death at the age of 90 late Friday night. At the University of Havana, students expressed grief, held Cuban flags and photos of the deceased leader. Bastis Perez is an economics student. Said we are convinced that with our leaders and our legacy and revolutionary convictions, young people and future generations will continue the legacy that our commander gave us. The Cuban government has called for 9 days of official mourning. That was quite in contrast to Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where noisy celebrations broke out in the Cuban-American community. Tomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami.
There are families that have been divided. There are people who have relatives that have been shot, people that whose relatives have been in jail for many years. So most of the wounds have not healed yet.
Here in Washington, President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. In a statement, Mr. Obama said that the nation offers its condolences to Fidel Castro's family and our thoughts and prayers are with the Cuban people. In the days ahead, they will recall the past and also look to the future. The president said the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign says it will participate in a vote recount initiated by former Green Party candidate Jill Stein in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Clinton election campaign lawyer Mark Elias said in a post on Medium.com Saturday, the decision to join the recount came after the Clinton campaign received hundreds of requests to do so. Elias acknowledged that the requests prompted the campaign to quietly start investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election. Stein filed a petition Friday requesting a vote count in Wisconsin, one of three recounts she is seeking in key states, narrowly won by Donald Trump. Trump said in a statement that the election had been decided. The president-elect called the recount push a scam by the Green Party for an election that has already been conceded. At least 20 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bombing at a crowded market in Somalia's capital Mogadishu on Saturday. According to security officials, at midday local time, a man parked a car laden with explosives at the entrance of an open-air fruit and vegetable market. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud said that the man who carried out the attack has been captured by the security forces and is now in custody. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks in the capital, although there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Al-Shabaab wants to topple the Western-backed government, that is, and impose its strict interpretation of Islam. It was another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, Saturday, as Iraqi troops continued to push and dislodge Islamic State militants controlling the majority of the northern city. Iraqi Special Forces troops fired mortars and machine guns in response to Islamic State attacks in two neighborhoods. Iraqi military and hospital officials said that mortar rounds fired by IS militants overnight and early Saturday had killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods already retaken by Iraqi troops. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 73,000 Iraqis have fled Mosul since the government's campaign to retake the city began in October. After days of heavy combat, Syria said that its Russian-backed army has gained full control of a key rebel-held district in the war-torn city of Aleppo. State media reported that units in the Misrachim Hanano district are dismantling mines and other explosive devices left by rebels. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.